cancel your pity party. How many of you on a regular basis throw a pity party so you can declare your failures, those recent mistakes you've made, your feelings of inadequacy, and those thoughts eating away at you that assure you that life will never work out the way you want? Do you enjoy celebrating the lack of worth you feel about yourself? Or is it that you get some strange kick out of putting yourself down? As a life coach, I see my role of supporting my clients, but not fueling their negative self-image. Instead, making them realize there is so much greater benefit in believing in themselves and enjoying every day as they take another step forward to their goals. How sad that people spend so much time regretting the things they have done and those that they haven't, living their lives constantly in a negative, what's the point mindset. Worse of all, it causes destructive, self-sabotaging behavior and distorts their perspective of life and drains them of energy. It emotionally debilitates them and robs them of any possible happiness or positivity. Not the way anyone should be living life, but so many do. They put so much of their focus on problems, never allowing themselves to see possible solutions. It's incredible how different things can turn out when you refuse to any longer allow your negativity to rule you and become determined to bring about vastly better changes. Some of you will invite others to your pity party, but most of you organize this party for just yourself, where you sit around simply feeling sorry for yourself. There is nothing crazier in my mind than allowing yourself to literally mope around, wanting everyone to feel sorry for you, while you feel sorry for yourself, and do nothing to correct or better your circumstances. So stop your pity party mindset, and start preparing to make a huge life breakthrough. Life is waiting for you to live it, no matter what your circumstances are. You can choose to be strong and believe in yourself, and allow decisions to flow from you, followed up by taking lots of action. A life coach will ask you things that will challenge the way you think, the way you see things, and help you discover what it is you want for yourself. We help you determine what makes you tick and your reasons for getting out of bed, your reasons for being. But of course, we challenge you to stop your self-destructive behaviors, and hopefully that's exactly what this writing will help some of you do. Holding a pity party is simply wasting your time and deadening your potential. Getting my point yet? Your future is in your own hands. You can change your situation and reclaim your life and begin the life you should have had, the life you really want, one in which you feel successful, satisfied, and fulfilled. Put yourself back in the driving seat of your life, take ownership of your future, and give up feeling sorry for yourself and organizing your stupid pity party. Thank you for listening to me today. This is Larry Lewis.